Hello and welcome to the Plus Special Guest podcast number 5. And today's special guest is no one.
Well, me.
Well,
technically. Yeah.
No one. We're deciding to take a little bit of a different stance on the podcast. I know we are the Plus Special Guest podcast, which has the connotations that we would have guests. However, it is not possible to have a guest every week. That's why our first show was in January, but we've only had 4 shows so far. It's not a realistic thing. I have had messages from people asking for more podcasts, more content. So we're going to try a few different things. We're not saying... So this is going to be a bit of a different show, and this is something what you're going to hear a bit more regularly. However, it doesn't mean we're never not going to have guests again. We have guests lined up in the future. It's just the dates are very spread apart. It's not realistic for a podcast based in Paisley to have... week in, week out, the guests that you want to listen to and want to hear before we start interviewing some granny who once was in one Taggart episode who had a
near... dead body.
Yeah. There's plenty of them, which we don't want to do. We're just going to... It gives you an opportunity to get to know me, the host of Plus Special Guest, Jamie Coburn, and our producer, Paul.
Hello.
Mr. Paul Hamill.
Yeah, I was going to say as well, it's hard because you're... You know, they're obviously busy people and stuff, mm-hmm. and then you're busy, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because you've had a few where, you know, it's nearly there.
Yeah. And then just last minute, schedule changes happened or something.
Yeah. You can't blame them.
The studio's getting really busy as well. So
That studio has been busier. Yep. Definitely.
Every time I message you, like, oh, I've got this band in, or I've got this in. And.
Pinfalls of success.
Oh.
Well, you'd rather be moaning that you're too busy than. Mm-hmm. No, busy enough, I suppose. Always make time for the podcast because something I enjoy doing as well, even just being around it as well. Because you've had some good people on so far, so
we have, and
keep always, it going.
You can always go back and listen to them again.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been up to, Paul, since the last time we saw you? Because the last podcast was over a month ago, I think.
Was it?
It was definitely in March. It was with Mr. Chris Forbes, who mentioned his show, and I did go to it, and it was really funny. Mm-hmm. It was really funny, and the slideshow thing he mentioned was really funny. And remember, he mentioned he had a love song ode to Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Again, that was that really good? Funny. Yeah, he's a really talented comedian, and if you ever get the chance to go see him, because it was definitely work. Like it was a tenner to get in, and it essentially was 2 shows. He'd done a 40 odd minute first half and a 40 odd minute second half, and it apparently was a combination of his Edinburgh show plus a whole new set, so it was like kind of 2 sets you got for a tenner, which was remarkable value.
That's quite long because some of them are only 15 minutes and stuff like that. I was supposed to be going to that, but I think somebody was in the studio or something.
Yeah, as you said, the pitfalls of success.
I know. I was really looking forward to it because I knew of him before the podcast, but obviously I didn't really know his face and things like that because he's always in character and things. But he was a good guy and very interesting life and stuff, and his musical taste
was very intriguing.
A bit of variety to the Plus Special Guests playlist and Spotify.
So is that all you've been up? Have you been up too much?
Just working. Boring.
I saw Infinity War last night. I will not
spoil
it. No
spoilers, please.
I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it. We will do a spoiler episode.
Well, I'm going on Monday night.
So probably the next week's episode will be a spoiler-heavy episode where me and Paul get down to the dirty facts of Avengers Infinity War. It was fucking outstanding. And you cannot say outstanding. It has to have the swear word in there. Because, it's hard because every time you see a new Marvel MCU film, you're like, oh, that was amazing. That's probably one of the best. This has to be up there. The way the characters interlinked with each other, how they came in about it, it was really good. There were some brilliant performances in it. I'm not going to spoil for you. I'm going to stop talking about it soon, I promise. However, I will leave you with one thing that none of you will know what I'm talking about until you see it. We'll deep fry your kebab.
Very cryptic.
It is very.
Also sounds very Scottish. I know what you mean. It's sort of like, you know, when you had the first Iron Man, and then you had when you had Guardians, then you had Thor Ragnarok, and you sort of think, oh, that Ant Man, you're like, oh, that was the best one, and then they kind of keep topping them. But then there's also stuff in between.
But then you go back and watch back and go, actually, that wasn't as good as I thought it was.
It's like immediately when you come out.
But the Russo brothers have done a brilliant job. It is a long film. Don't get me wrong. Like
It's got to be long, man.
It has to be to fit it all in. Because even halfway through, you're like, this must be ending soon. And it was an extra hour or so later.
Being two parts.
But it doesn't feel like a long film when you're watching it. You're so immersed in it. And at the moment, I would say it is up there with the best Marvel film.
Got to be.
Yeah. Like, I think, obviously, I've just watched it, so I'm on a high of Infinity War.
Still not came down.
Yeah. I would say it's ranked, at this moment in time, it's ranked number one for myself. Then Thor Ragnarok at number two. You're looking at me like,
no, I'm not disagreeing.
You're talking shite, mate.
I know if you're going to say your three, though. If your three is what I think it is, then I'd switch two and three.
Winter Soldier?
No, yeah. I'd have said Guardians, the first one. I'd probably say...
No, I would say Guardians is just under...
I'm probably going to say Infinity War as well, if you know me. So, I'd probably switch three to it. I quite liked Guardians 2 as well. I know you didn't really enjoy it so much, but I don't know, I liked it. I wasn't into Winter Soldier that much.
Really?
I don't know, I think I need to give it another watch. And Civil War...
But you know how much of a Guardians fan I am. I have a Guardians of the Galaxy table. I have the awesome mixed tape as a table. But yeah, I didn't like the second one. But this was really good. But less talking about the Avengers, because the more we talk about it, the more I might accidentally slip up. But there's no spoilers in this show.
I would just say that actually Civil War's on Netflix now. I was looking for it for a while. So if you want to watch that, because that was the most recent one, wasn't it?
Spider-Man.
No, but I mean, team-wise.
Captain America.
If you want to refresh before Infinity Wars, I would do
actually,
that.
I said Spider-Man. Black Panther is the most recent MCU film.
I just mean like team-up-wise, but there was Spider-Man as well, though, and then obviously Black Panther.
Although, just before we hit record.
Did we talk about that? Sorry.
What?
Black Panther.
No, we've not.
How good was Michael B. Jordan?
He was good.
Oh,
like, the only...
I actually loved him,
My main problem of Black Panther was... It was very, very anticlimactic. Like, they built Killmonger up so much.
And then
that was it. It was like, we're a flick. It was, he was gone. Nah. And I'm like, right, okay. That was quite disappointing.
It's like it got loose near the end.
It's like they tried to figure out a way of like wrapping it all up, which I feel might have been because of the bigger universe. Because you could have got quite a lot of good standalone Black Panther films if they kept Killmonger.
He could have been a right villain.
Yeah.
Evolved over
the
films.
Because there was a bit of good in him as well. So you could have the whole kind of, Magneto vibe from him. Because he can be quite relatable. You understand his motivations of why he wants revenge. He's seen this marvelous place. He could live and thrive in it, but he has a different opinion than T'Challa.
And you could see people... gravitating to that the way they did with, say, Magneto, because he's quite he can talk you around, sort of thing. Might not be telling you the truth, but you know what I mean, he can kind of manipulate you and stuff. So I think a wee bit of shame there,
which could be because they wanted, like, they didn't want obviously the Infinity War film to come out while there's still loose ends in Black Panther. But then it, like, without... Well, do you know what? We'll talk about the rest of the MCU and stuff and what the futures are for it after you've seen it.
And that's the big question.
And we will do a spoiler episode next week.
What's next? ...
Exactly. And I literally just saw this before we were hitting records on the thing on my phone, just quickly before I put it on airplane mode and threw it over there. Happy is just on Netflix.
Happy? The penguin thing.
What?
The penguin thing.
Penguin thing? No, that's Happy Feet. No, Happy is a comic book written by Grant Morrison.
Right.
Which is about like this like alcoholic cop.
So it's animated?
No. It's been made into a live action.
Oh, right.
Hold on.
I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. You've got that, haven't you?
Yes.
Right.
It's about alcoholic cop.
I don't know why my mind went to Happy Feet.
It's an alcoholic cop who basically ends up seeing a talking blue donkey.
Okay.
And the donkey is called Happy.
Okay.
And it tries to help him in this, investigate something. And it's really dark, it's really gritty. And I've just noticed that it was out around about Christmas time in America. I don't think it was on UK TV. If it was, I completely missed it. And that's my fault because I really, really wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, as I just noticed today, on Netflix. Nice. Well, that's according to a post. And it stars... Hold on, I'm just getting it up. But, like, you know Grant Morrison's mm-hmm. writing. You know mm-hmm. what it's going to be like.
Pretty dark, usually, mm-hmm. at the best of times.
It is. It stars Christopher Maloney.
Oh,
yes,
big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Which you would know from he was in
Everything, man. Jeez, oh, Everything.
sounds like you don't know.
No. Do very, very funny. And Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
Freak Show. Christ, how many years? 20-odd years and or 15, and that's Law and Order Special Victims Unit. He was in Man of Steel.
Was
it? It was a bit, well, it's kind of a small part. I think he was like a general or something. He did a kind of bigger part near the end.
Mm.
He's one of those guys. He's been in everything.
Aye, but the main one I think is
you know his face when you see him. You know,
Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, aye, he's in that as well.
Oh yeah, Man of Steel.
He's been in loads of things, man. He's a good actor.
But yeah,
so that right, that makes me kind of want to watch it a little bit more now. Actually,
mm-hmm.
I did know of it. I just forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm quite glad that's on Netflix.
I'll add that to my list. my list is getting a bit
Here's one to add to your list that's just relatively new on there. I'm on about the fifth episode. It's a limited series, only 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The Alienist.
I've seen a bit of that. My sister was watching that the other day. It looked pretty weird.
It is.
Very weird.
Gruesome. It is gruesome.
The scene I've seen, I don't know if that would be... You've probably seen that, actually.
What?
It was, you know, Luke Evans.
Mm-hmm.
He was in this place.
So,
I was getting a bit uncomfortable. It was very weird. It's very gothic though,
mm-hmm.
and like Victorian. So
it's based in the,
like, but it's like steeped in it.
1800s.
Doesn't feel fake.
1800s New York. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's 1899.
Is it in America?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And basically, there's a serial killer going about, and this is the times where there wasn't really serial killers. I don't think it's a true story. There are real characters in it, like Theodore Roosevelt's the police commissioner.
Right.
Most of the cops are Irish. Take that for what you will. Daniel Brühl,
a great actor.
Very, very good in it.
Another Marvel link there as well.
Yeah, definitely worth a watch.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in relation back to the previous show where we were talking about Chris Forbes, mm-hmm. he told me to watch a show on Netflix, which name has now escaped my mind. I did watch it, and it was Godless, it's called.
Oh, aye. I've got that in my list.
Outstanding, by the way.
I actually had that in my list prior to,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've just not got around to it. Is that the one with Jack O'Connell?
Yes.
It got cancelled, man.
It was just a limited Netflix series. It's only a one season.
I thought they were wanting it longer, and then they said, oh, it's limited because it. I don't know.
It
may have been that other one, Damnation. That's kind of
Damnation,
similar.
Yeah.
I think that might get cancelled.
Couldn't see them making another second.
I think they're right. I think I'm getting mixed up. Mm-hmm. It does look very good, though. I like that kind of stuff. And he's another great actor.
Mm-hmm.
I loved him in that film did you see that George Clooney?
Is it Money something?
Money Monster.
Money Monster. Like I didn't watch it, but
hostage taker. Mm-hmm.
The last thing I probably watched him in was Skins. So.
Oh, that's years ago.
A hostage taker type. A hostage taker type.
What is that? I have no idea.
You said it.
He's a hostage taker. But he has his reasons.
So I'm going to guess that now the podcast is taking a sort of different format, that we're going to hear more of your interesting facts, Paul, that we heard in the last intro.
That's a lot to live up to.
That is, because, like...
Did you fact check it?
I did fact check it, and I could not find a single thing on whether it was true or not.
See, that's how I roll. I like those kind
when
of
you
facts,
put in
you
pigeons
know?
And public indecency, a lot of things come up.
Yeah.
But not in what you said.
You might want to go into private mode, wouldn't you? Google tough image
one,
that
tough,
one.
Tough one explaining that after you... like if someone's going, you quickly go on your Safari on your phone, and that's the last thing to come up. You're like, that's research purposes.
Do it in work.
don't do it in work. But
it's coming back to me. I think I just made that up.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
And you completely lost it. Have you recovered?
I don't know.
Have you recovered?
Why? I don't, that was weird. Crying tears of joy.
Crying tears.
I've got a better one though.
Oh, okay, so we are, and I think we will be getting.
Yeah, I think I'm
talking about. But I do agree. We should not feed birds in the fucking streets.
No.
Because do you know why? I was queuing up on Saturday morning. Saturday just there. Uh-huh. It was record store day. Uh huh. I queued up from 6 a.m.
Oft. You can't bet on that.
About 7:30. Mm-hmm. Bird fucking shat.
Oh, right in your
right
face.
On my back.
Oh, so you're gonna see your face?
No, and it was one of those ones. So it was like,
was it big?
It was disgusting. Like, I was proper broken.
Was it no sunny?
It was alright.
Drying instantly?
No, like, so, like,
yeah. You kind of get it off?
Luckily, someone in the queue, it's quite good. Like, I'll go into record store day in a wee second, but, like, the guy in the queue went, oh, I've got tissues here, and he gave me it. And I'm going to try and say this, because every time I've mentioned it since, I've nearly been sick talking about it.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, thick and yellow and lumpy.
Mm.
And when
shit, it was a bird.
No, and when the guy gave me like a tissue to wipe it off, mm-hmm. it was like one of those ones where you know where. Oh, like, as you can hear, I'm trying not to gag.
I'm sure your listeners are loving this.
Like big long strings, like you know, yellow stickiness.
Oh my god! I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've had that in my head.
I've just realized I don't have any water. Oh, man. Oh. That's when I'm needing water to try and not throw up.
Yeah.
But it was disgusting, and but I. People say it's good luck, and I got every vinyl I wanted.
So, is it not if it lands in your head, it's good luck?
I don't know, but like it was a proper like.
Well, you got what you wanted.
So. It was a proper four-shotter, and I get hit by one of the shots. So it was like you heard it go, and then the guy in front of me get like the little dregs of it. So you just get like, so you just get like, you just get like a wee bit where he went, oh, and then it was gone.
Oh no!
And then I just heard behind me some guy go, "That pigeon got you a belter." Oh no! And God knows what it was eating to produce that.
It sounds like curry or something.
But public indecency. Oof. That's what it was.
Well, that is interesting, actually, that you would say that after that fact. So that didn't sell the experience?
No, because I got all the vinyls good. I want, and like I love Record Store Day. One of the greatest things about Record Store Day, this is what my fifth or something like that.
Must be.
When you go down in queue in the morning, it's always the same guys. So you're like, oh, talking about that, and you're talking about the same things. Oh, you were saying this last time, and... And like, then you get your vinyls, and then you make the same joke. We're like, "See you next year."
Hopefully, without the pigeons.
Hopefully, without the pigeons. But yeah, like, I was fifth in the queue this time. Last year, I was about seventh or eighth.
Mm.
But I went to Feel the Groove in Paisley. Remember, in the Scott Reed episode, I said I wanted the Maccabees picture disc.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Limited to 1800. Mm-hmm. I got one.
Yeah.
Numbered number ninety. I got the Vapors released them Turning Japanese.
They've been kind of promoting.
It was limited to 1,000. I got number 305.
Mm.
I got Sigrid's EP released, mm-hmm. which is very good. I got the Cortinas re-release of St. Jude in red vinyl. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was red. Not opened it yet. Bruce Springsteen's Greatest Hits. You've got to go for the boss. You've got to go for the boss. Was that it?
I think you got 5. I remember seeing the Instagram post or Twitter or something. I think you put it on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 5 you got.
Yeah, so.
But they're expensive, more expensive though mm-hmm. than usual. So,
well, yeah,
5's enough, you know.
I think it was more than 5 I got. But I spent. Oh, I got Linkin Park's live album as well.
So you did.
So that black gold disc.
I
love Record Store Day because it gets everyone down. It gets. Mm. In the local record stores, don't buy on eBay if you can. Mm-hmm. Like I had to do it last year because I didn't get the Toto Africa vinyl, the one that was shaped like
people
Africa.
Buy it and then sell it.
I know
eBay
I hate people
then,
that do
I know,
that.
Scalp you.
There was only one available in Feel the Groove last year, and I was obviously like 7th in the queue, and the first person in the queue got it, and I ended up spending like £20 more than it was. Just
and you've got postage as well, man.
Yeah.
I was talking to the guy, you know, Mark,
mm-hmm.
that works in Feel the Groove, because I think it might have been the Saturday before mm-hmm. Record Store Day, and I got a phone call, and, you know, I didn't know it was them at first, because it was a young girl, I wanted to borrow some cables and blah, blah, and I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I thought this was just someone in their house,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, no, you know, and then I heard Feel the Groove, and I went, oh, wait, hold on, you... The shop, Feel the Groove, mm-hmm. and say, yeah, Mark there, and aye, aye, and I went, right, okay, I know who it is. And I I can't mind the guy's name. I think it was a country singer, and they had him performing in the shop and basically didn't have a mic and whatever. And he was saying that there was loads of stuff coming out. Like, they'd bought a lot of stuff.
They'd done it really well. I think, last year...
So, hopefully it'll win. Yeah,
the year before, it was the first Record Store Day for Feel the Groove. The time before that was obviously when it was still the Record Factory.
And I went to that one, actually.
Because that it was the first year as Feel the Groove. They saw them as this is the first year as... Because it was a change of ownership. Like, they saw it was their first year of trading.
Right.
They limited the amount of releases they could take. So they got a lot more this year. And that was obviously handy because...
That's probably what he's meaning then.
I got more than I got everything. I got everything I wanted. It's the first year I've ever been able to do
was
that.
Was that not the same weekend as Comic-Con, or was that the one before? And then obviously you had St. Martin as well.
Paisley
Comic-Con.
Like
all the one weekend, man.
I don't know. I don't know about Paisley Comic-Con.
It fell across the two weekends, I think.
But yeah, so it was a very long day for me because I was obviously up. Like, I say I got there at 6. I got there about 6:20.
Mm.
So I was up from about 5:30. And then obviously went
dedication,
on. Then obviously went, saw St. Martin, beat our rivals Morton to lift the trophy. What a night that turned out to be. Ended up in Vienna's at 4 a.m. And if anyone, well, actually, I got home at 4. I don't think Vienna's is open till 4. But if anyone knows Paisley,
But you were still there. No. Regardless of it being open, you were just locked in the door.
if you know Paisley at all, you know when you're about to enter Vienna's doors, it's usually that time where you think, I probably should have went home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But regardless, it was a very good night.
I was in the studio that day, and I seen it.
You know, like the stage kind of thing.
It was at Bridge Street.
Yeah.
They had I kind of seen that. I think I just got home before they shut the roads and stuff. But there was thousands of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you see the march before the game? That was really good.
I didn't.
YouTube videos of
that. I think I've seen a few pictures on Twitter and things, and I've seen the Open Top Bus and things.
Did you see the fireworks with the Open Top Bus?
I did.
That is nuts.
Was that like
good old Paisley,
a photographer or something? That one, no, or is that a different one? Because apparently there was one photographer who was up on a wee hill and he was just about to take a photo, and then this firework goes off right his feet or something.
No, that's not what happens. Right, basically, it's just at the Paisley Museum, and some guy had set up fireworks. I know who it is, but I'm not going to mention. There's enough you can read online about him. And he started setting fire, like, to lighting the fireworks. And by the time he got to, like, the fourth one, they were going off. And one kind of went off, like, right in front of him.
Oh,
and he proper fell down the hill. But a few went, like, askew. Uh-huh. So there's a picture, obviously, of the Open Top Bus with the firework, like, in line with a player's head.
Oh, Jesus.
I think a firework hit a woman and, like, set her jacket and bag on fire.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Apparently, there was a few fisticuffs afterwards. But, you know.
Oh, well, it's going to happen, isn't it?
But you've got to love St. Martin. Go do it in a certain way.
I was going to say to you as well, were you not on holiday?
No.
No, because your face looks kind of...
Oh, that was part of the St. Martin celebrations.
It was a nice day.
I was in the... you try to say I'm burnt?
You're a bit kind of pinky.
I was...
A bit pinker in the old cheeks.
Was at the... Obviously, I went to the St. Martin game and I was in the main stand and the sun...
Belting down
the whole match.
Jeez,
so I got a bit.
It was a nice day.
It was a really nice day.
Nice, you know, you were kind of like, oh no, I hope it's not raining, but turned out nice.
It did turn out nice, and it was quite funny as well. See, after the game finished, because it was a sellout in the home end, like all the Morton fans left and everything, and then these two wee guys just walked down the stairs, walked up to the St. Martin fans, and just went, "Phew." Champion, because they couldn't get a seat in the home end.
They were
sitting in with the Morton end.
Brilliant.
Dedication. Brilliant. Moving on, Paul.
Promised
us, and I'm sure a lot of people are just listening for this and the anticipation from the last episode.
Oh, they don't care about anything else. They just want to know. They just want to know.
Intro pending.
The facts.
Your
cold
fact.
Hard.
The cold hard facts.
It's just this truth, man. It'll wake you up.
We should put a disclaimer that sometimes Paul's facts aren't all true, because so far he has a 0% factual basis, albeit he's only done one.
Sometimes I just make them up.
Is this what...
They are in fact not facts? Tongue twister?
So the fact is that Paul's facts sometimes aren't facts.
Yeah. But this one is a fact.
Right.
So
guaranteed.
No. Google it.
You said this last time.
No, I know. I know, but that was just me. Like, I knew you wouldn't find it on Google. And I was waiting for you to, like, text me or something and say, you know, I've been Googling for about 5 hours now and I can't find it, you know.
Is that how
like,
I sound?
You don't talk like that, I don't know. But this is legit. Right.
Too legit to quit?
I don't know. Right, you ready?
Right.
It's a good one. So, every year, vending machines, right, you know, the old electric tuck shops,
electric tuck shops.
They kill 4 times as many people as sharks do a year.
A year?
How?
Is that in America or is that just in the world? Because I'm going to guess a lot of the stats in America.
Because it says vending machines. Well, we do call them that, don't we? But what do we call them? We do call them vending machines, don't we?
I think so.
I call them electric tuck shops.
Yeah, but you're one of these weird
people. But I'm weird.
You call them.
I have weird facts.
You call lights trap sun. So, you know, like.
Yeah, that is, man. Just let it out. Let it be free. You know, but then it's not the fact itself that's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's how the hell. Right, obviously a vending machine falling on you.
Aye, so like people shaking it.
That's an easy
thing. It's like they're not running about with guns.
But how the. Does it suck you in? Does that harm? Does that ever harm? Like, it loses an arm. Like, what? You know, how do you die?
Well, that's death. So
can you die, though, if you get, say, your arm gets kind of caught? It's going to do the circulation? You know, cut
well, no, because you can still survive with the loss of circulation to
your
arm.
So, literally, they are just killing people by falling on them?
Probably.
That's insane.
Like, that's just deaths, though. I'm pretty sure that there'll be, like, million injuries.
Yeah, but it's the vending machine doing it. I think they've got an agenda.
It's the vending machine agenda. The robots are rising through vending machines.
It's like, see when they spit out, you see them spitting out notes?
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing.
Tell you what. If you're onto something and the vending machines are rising up,
stay away from
Japan.
Pretty much Asia.
Japan is screwed.
How?
Because Japan.
They know talking and stuff.
Well, Japan apparently have crazy vending machines. Apparently, the girl panties one is a myth, which apparently is quite a popular thing.
Girl panties.
Apparently, girl panties.
Apparently,
you can buy like girls' pants. And vending machines. Apparently that. But that, makes I was sense. Listening to a podcast and they said that only happens in like the odd sex shop or something, which they are plentiful.
Right, okay.
Table's nearly gone.
It's one these days.
But apparently Japan, they have millions of vending machines with millions to choose from. Like, so if you're wanting, say you want, I fancy a can of Iron Brew. You might need to walk 1.5 miles to get that can of Iron Brew, but you've walked past like 40 vending machines. Like they do like cans of sweet corn soup. Cans of, like, you can buy shoes. Like, when I was in Australia, they had a Havaianas vending machine where you could buy a pair of Havaianas flip-flops, which is a very Australian thing to do. But yeah, apparently Japan's vending machine.
So is this sort of like, it's like if you go to a vending machine, it's not going to have, like, you know, E6 is empty?
Uh-huh. It's going to be full.
But how, though? Does it just suck it from another one or something?
No. There's Japan's work ethic's always on point. Apparently their work ethic's too much. Like, they work far, far too much. They're stressed. Everything's about their job. And obviously, they've obviously got people going and restocking these vending machines constantly. But they're plentiful and there's loads in them.
That I was going to say, that'd be a good shout if the government owned them all. Think of money they would make. Mm. People would,
especially the prices.
Even a private farm. Going up to, put them everywhere.
Going up to Glasgow yesterday in Paisley Gilmer Street, I had a look in the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
£1.75 for a can of juice. I know.
But if you were thirsty.
£1 for a twaddle.
That's getting weird.
And they're getting weird. Sugar tax. Sugar tax.
If we said sugar tits.
They're getting weird, sugar tits.
Sugar tax, man. And
I'm not Mel Gibson. As you were saying, with vending machines killing people, there's like we'll be falling on people, but like people shaking them. Clearly, we're not stupid enough to believe they're actually uprising. As I look about. But like, it'll be people like try to get stuff that they've paid for, shook it, and then they've hit the thing and it's toppled on them or whatever.
No, nice way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, your fact seems more.
That sounds legit. Sounds real.
Okay.
It is, but it sounds authentic.
Yes. It sounds like that is very plausible because there's lots of weird things that kill more people than sharks because sharks don't really kill that many people.
Frogs?
frogs kill more people than sharks?
I don't know. Poisonous ones, maybe. I don't know.
People licking too many frogs. Well, they're toads. Don't lick
the
frogs.
Toads. Uh-huh.
Toads and frogs are different.
Might
things.
Not kill you, but you might want to die.
Very hallucinogenic.
Mm-hmm. You got a toad. Well, we missed next podcast.
Seen that we were talking about hallucinogenics. Last weekend was 420 as well.
So it was, aye.
And
Glasgow.
Did you see the thing in Hyde Park in London? The picture? Where it's like the guy just takes it. It's like, oh no, it's a video.
I mean, no. I'm glad to guess.
Like, he takes a video and he's just like, man, look at this. And it's just like everybody in Hyde Park smoking. And it's just like, there must be like over 1,000 people. It's just like a cloud of smoke.
Smog.
Like, it's like just like haze.
Brilliant.
Just above it in a true 420
crazy
fashion. Super Troopers 2 came out in 420 as well.
So was it all sort of legaled up?
In London, though. But they can't arrest that many people. It's time to leave you. Hopefully, we didn't bore you with our natter. We will be back next week, I promise, to talk about the Avengers Infinity War. Full spoiler. So if you haven't watched it by next week, don't tune in.
Don't tune in.
Or tune in.
Well, tune in. There will be warning.
We will warn.
So you could probably listen to the intro and the outro.
We'll put like a little alarm on there, so it's like
spoiler.
Yeah. So then how do they know when we stop? Oh, we'll put it in the notes or something like
that.
We'll figure it out.
We'll telepathically send messages or something, I don't know.
But yeah.
Well, we could time it. We could write what time do we stop talking about it.
Exactly.
There you go. But I want to talk about what's next as well. Because I'm sort of already thinking ahead.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, once I see this, I want to go, right, what's next? You know, that kind of thing. So we'll...
Oh, you're talking about the Avengers? I thought you were talking about next week's podcast. And I'm like, whoa, no. Go on, you go talk, what's next?
So, we'll get right into it. Meat in the bones, you know.
And you can follow us on Twitter, at PSGPods. We're Plus Special Guests on Facebook. If you want to email the show with anything, jamie@plusspecialguest.co.uk. Paul's on Twitter as Abbey View Studios.
Yep. Updating the Instagram quite a lot recently. Gives you a nice snapshot of kind of what we're doing and stuff. So just Abbey View Studios on Instagram, Abbey View Studio on Twitter, and then find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Everywhere else, I guess. Google and stuff.
Right. See you next week then.
Peace.
Peace.